weary soul. I got a new lease on life. They say you only live once.
Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey everybody, this is Mama Mac and this is Go Yard, and here we are ready for a great night tonight and excited about this show. With me as always is my famous and amazingly intelligent and wise co-host, Dr. Angel.
Wow, thank you for such a wonderful introduction.
Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and you got it going on, girl, at your young age and writing a book and everything that you're accomplishing, and mother of three teenage boys, and you do it so successfully with a full-time job and everything that you're doing. You are an amazing woman, and I thank God you're sitting right here at this table beside me and have been now for the last 5 months. We're in our 6th month of shows.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Time has flown by.
Oh, my. Are we having fun?
It's amazing. This has absolutely been amazing.
It really is. We've got a lot of good listeners now. We want to hear from you anytime. Here's our info. Write it down somewhere. We have a new text number. It's 727-888-4171. You can text during the show, and you can text anytime if it's not during the show. We also are so pleased, and we've been saying it every week, but it's such a huge accomplishment, isn't it, Dr. Angel, to be syndicated now on so many stations across the United States and in other countries. And millions and millions of people have access to this show now that didn't have when we first began in September. And I don't know about you, but I am pumped and stoked over all that.
Oh, that is totally something to be pumped and stoked over.
Right. I mean, we don't know that millions are listening, but there are millions that have access now, and it's out there on the airwaves, so it's really exciting. Starcom Media Network is our partner, or we're a partner with them now, and along with Tantalk 1340 right here. And so it's exciting. This show airs at 5 o'clock an hour earlier on the Starcom Media Network. And I meant to get that on our website, the info. We'll get it on this week. And so people can, if they want to listen an hour earlier. So it's exciting what God is doing. And it's actually, each show is a week behind when it comes out on Starcom Media, right? So if you want to hear this show again, and you can do that by the next week. Kind of cool.
Or they can go and download the podcast and,
yes,
or go to the website. So there's lots of great avenues for people
absolutely
to hear the show.
And at the end of each month, our webmaster goes and pulls all the shows for the month. So he will be doing that in the next couple days. So all of the shows up through January are currently on our website, goyard2014.org. I got to get them right. And the Facebook is Go Yard 1340. That's Facebook.
Yes, and get on Facebook and like
us. Yes, like us, yes. So you can go to our website, goyard2014.org, and you can find all the shows. And after a few more days, all February shows will be on there too. And they stay on there forever. So that's a great way. Just open your iPad or whatever and click, and you got the show right there at your fingertips. Pretty cool, isn't it, technology?
Well, technology is amazing, isn't it?
What a wonderful segue into our topic for tonight, Doctor.
That was perfect.
Our topic for tonight is technologically unconnected.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Tongue twister.
That's a long 2 words. Technologically
really
unconnected. And the inspiration for this show was?
Well, actually, there's a few inspirations from the show. It was actually an article that I had written for an online database called The Examiner a few years ago when I had noticed what technology was doing. And then a good friend, Tanya, had sent me something on Facebook, a great clip that just reminded me of this importance of this topic. And put the two together, and we're going to have an amazing show. So I'm going to give a great big shout out to Tanya in Sarasota. Thank you.
Tanya, thank you very much. Wow. We have seen so many technological advances. I'm just a tiny bit older than you, I guess, since I'm a grandma and all that stuff, that obviously I am. But, you know, years ago, I had a little radio show in Indiana, way long time ago, and I had to record on reel-to-reels. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I had to go to one radio station and do the show. It was a 30-minute show. Then I had to take those great big reels over to another town and let them play it. And I had to take it personally, you know, wow. in the car, you know. And that was back in the late 80s. But boy, haven't things changed,
it
Dr. Angel.
Exploded. I mean, I remember as a child that we only had, you know, 5 TV stations. You had to get up and actually move the dial.
No remote control.
You know, and you had to, like, wait in the TV dial for your special Christmas shows to come on because you could only see them once. And now we have streaming videos, Netflix, internet, like, right
it's
at
crazy.
Our fingertips. Our kids have no idea what it's like to talk on a landline.
Oh, no. They have no idea. And my little baby great-granddaughters, dates me. I mean, they're already, you know, trying to play on the cell phone, and they will soon be, they're only 18 months old, but they will soon be, and they will never know a life that has not had smartphones.
No, they will not. And our new generation, I mean, technology is amazing.
Oh, it's crazy.
I mean, the things that we can do, we can sit and Google, we can go on a vacation to Argentina right here in the studio if we choose to.
I was telling somebody the other day, I'm a realtor too, and not that long ago, I sold 3 homes sitting in my kayak in the middle of a lake down off of Sarasota Bay. It was actually in Sarasota Bay. This was a few years back. But I could just sit there in the middle of the lake with my cell phone and negotiate some deals. Kind of crazy.
We can stream in our emails. We can be more productive. Technology has enabled us to live almost anywhere in the world and really work. It's really opened up where people can live because a lot of jobs can be done via the internet and Skype. And I attend meetings with people in, you know, 14 different states all the time just by the internet. And
it's
amazing.
Oh, it is. It is. My kids recently, a couple years ago, went to France. My son was teaching over there. And Skype. We Skyped all the time, you know, from France over here. And there they were right there. It was just so cool, you know?
And it is. It's really, it's been a really cool thing.
Yes.
It's exploded at a rate that I don't even think anyone can really comprehend.
Oh, no. So what is a statistic, that's hard to say, of how many American adults have cell phones? Do you have any idea, Dr.
Well,
Angel?
Well, about 90% of all American adults have
no
a cell phone.
No way. 90% of American adults have a cell phone?
Absolutely.
How many have a smartphone? Do you know?
Well, yeah. The smartphones are at about 60% of American adults.
Whoa, that grows
every day. That's growing every day.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Because they're getting more affordable, too.
They are. You know? Actually, they're almost more affordable than the not smartphones, and that's kind of weird.
I know, it just doesn't make any sense, yeah, but...
You know, when I went to buy my kids a phone, I wanted them just to have a regular phone, and they're like, yeah, no, I had to pay more money for the regular one than the smartphone.
Oh, that's crazy, because that's what they're mass producing, I'm sure. And how about tablets and things like that? A lot of people, I have two, actually, and I love them. I love my tablet.
Oh, I have my tablet. I have my Nook with my e-reader, and, you know, the statistics tells about 45%, and that's growing all the time, of American adults have either a tablet or e-reader, both.
Wow.
So we have access to information everywhere.
Well, you and I go to lunch sometimes, and we're sitting at lunch, and so often we're checking email right there at lunch and making sure there's not something for our jobs, our other jobs, that we have to do right then, which is an amazing, I guess it's wonderful, really, in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways, it's been wonderful because I can break away from my work desk and come have lunch and not miss something that I need to be paying attention to while I'm at work.
Right. And me as a realtor, all kinds of things come across my phone that I have to deal with, and I can, you know, push of a button and there we go. You know, as far as all these people that are constantly checking their messages. Now I'm going to get into a bad thing about this.
Okay.
I recently was sitting in a restaurant with a friend, and we looked over at a table, and there were this couple, older actually. They weren't like teenagers or anything. And they both were on a cell phone, and they never really talked to each other through the entire meal. And we were just like, look at that. And they were both busy doing something. I don't know if they were playing games or if they were writing messages to their kids. I have no clue what was going on, but there was very little interaction between these two people.
You know what? Absolutely great observation. We live here in Florida. It is a vacation capital. So we go to the amusement parks all the time with the kids. We have annual passes, and we'll go there, and families will be on vacation visiting from all over, and they're on their phones or their tablets, and no one's talking.
Right.
And this is vacation. You know, so we're seeing this grows everywhere. I don't know that I've gone out to eat and haven't seen most people checking their phones constantly or on their phones constantly.
Right.
Phones are becoming almost the new whoobies, you know, the little security blankets for people.
Right. Well, it is. And it's kind of weird. I know as a realtor, if I leave the house accidentally without my phone and I get a mile down the road, I turn around and go back. I cannot be without it in the regard of business, because who knows who's trying to reach me to see a house or show a house. And it's like, I got to go back.
I don't care.
I feel lost. And I feel like, what am I missing? I'll carry out a bunch of stuff to the car and put it in there. And I go, what's missing here? It's my phone. I got to have my phone. You know, I even sleep with it beside my bed, Dr. Angel. I'm being very honest here.
Wow. And you know what? A lot of people do that. In fact, more than 50% of people who own cell phones not only sleep with their phone next to their bed, but they do that because they don't want to miss anything in the middle of the night.
Wow.
How are we getting sleep if we're checking our phones for messages or updates?
I'm not doing that.
I'm not saying you are, but a lot of people do.
I'm just there for an emergency. You know, if somebody needs my kids, grandkids, if there's an emergency, it's right beside my bed.
Absolutely. And for that reason, it's a great tool. So I don't want people listening to think, oh, well, they're downing technology.
No.
Technology is great. But yeah. We have to look at the downside to it, too. And there is a downside to
right.
it. You know, that's why when I try to take my children on vacation, we take cruises. One reason we take a cruise is because it costs astronomical amounts to use your cell phone on a cruise.
Oh.
And so I just make everyone leave it at home and we're together.
Oh, that's cool.
So that helps with a cruise because no one wants to pay the fees. There are people on cruises. I'm not saying there are not people who will pay the money to use it. But my family will not.
Right.
So,
that's cool.
You know, when we go to the cabin where we don't have access to the internet, we do these things on purpose to take those breaks.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a good idea, and we'll talk more about that, I'm sure. If you want to weigh in on this discussion tonight, we want to hear from you. Text us at 727-888-4171 if you want to ask us a question about this topic, or if you just want to comment about how technology has changed your life, we want to hear from you. You can also email us right now during the show, goyard2014@gmail.com. So we want to hear from you. We want to give you an opportunity. You can actually call in. You know, you can actually use your voice on the phone, actually calling in, not texting.
You can use your voice.
You could use your voice.
I know.
Whoa.
Voice.
And if you want to do that, we want to hear from you. 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. You can call in and use your voice. Wow.
Well, you know, wow. Mama Mac, I had my phone break a few weeks ago.
Oh,
and I was out without a phone for a week.
I know I couldn't reach you. And I can, where's Angel? Where's Doctor?
I know it was a very tough week in a lot of ways because you're right. I didn't, and it felt weird. Like, I didn't, what if my car broke down? What if it almost put me in this panic mode to these what ifs kept playing in my head. I'm like, I lived 30 something years of my life without a cell phone.
Right.
I'm going to make it this week. And I kept thinking, how do I know if my kids got to school okay? Or what if he's staying after? I don't know.
Right.
And then after a couple of days, calm those anxieties down in my head. And you know what? It was all right. Nothing happened.
But it's interesting that you had the anxieties, because I'm the same way. When I've either have a broken phone, I went recently like a whole day before, you know, I got a phone back, you know, from insurance. And, you know, that was a few months back. But it was kind of a stressful time for me to be out of, to not be reachable, I guess.
Yes.
You know, and me not be able to reach out too. It was just, and we use that word reach out all the time. I'm tired of that word, but it really means.
Well, you know what? I think, and this is kind of philosophical, but in one way, our cell phones kind of give us this false inflated, like we're so important that the world just can't stop turning without our connection to it.
Ooh, ooh.
It really does. And
that's
kind
of the darker side of technology, isn't it?
And the world will stop. You know, it'll keep going even if you don't have your phone and you're not reachable.
Whoa. Wow.
So some of the things, one of the darker sides is that more than 70% of cell phone owners find themselves checking their phone for messages, alerts, and calls even without a notification from their phone.
That's me too.
Yeah, I know a lot of us are guilty of this.
Sometimes I think, I've been talking so loud or whatever, you know, because I do tend to project, but that maybe I didn't hear it, you know, and I'm expecting this phone call back. I better check, you know. Our engineer is being crazy. Chris is in there in the control room checking his email and going nuts right now. But we do that, we doctor?
We do. And I'm guilty. I hear you. I mean, I'm talking, it's something we're all guilty of. But I think we need to just be aware of it a little more.
So this generation is, especially the generation of my grandkids now that are coming up and have never known a time when they didn't have smartphones, TVs, laptops, tablets. Wow. You would think we are all so connected. Are we really, though?
We're not. And that's the darker side.
Boy, I just fed that to you.
You did.
I mean,
totally fed me. Because it gives us this facade of connectedness.
Okay.
It gives us this illusion. I'm connected. You know, if I can check onto my Facebook and I have, you know, 1,000 friends, oh, I must be really important and people love me. I saw this cartoon on Facebook, actually, where it showed this guy's funeral and there was like 3 people there and the lady's like, but he had 2,000 Facebook friends.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
It is great.
Boing.
It's true.
That's really interesting, don't you think?
Absolutely.
That's what's happening to this generation of people around the world. And what amazes me is it's not just the United States.
Yeah, it's not. You know, we have a clip and it's a really good clip. And let our audience get ready to hear this, because this is what technology has been doing to us.
All right, let's hear it, Engineer Chris.
Did you know the average person spends 4 years of his life looking down at a cell phone? Kinda ironic, ain't it? How these touch screens can make us lose touch. But it's no wonder in a world filled with iMacs, iPads, and iPhones, so many eyes, so many selfies, not enough us's and we, see. Technology has made us more selfish and separate than ever. Cause while it claims to connect us, connection has gotten no better. And let me express first, Mr. Zuckerberg, not to be rude, but you should reclassify Facebook to what it is, an anti-social network. Cause while we may have big friend lists, so many of us are friendless all alone. Cause friendships are more broken than the screens on our very phones. We sit at home on our computers measuring self-worth by numbers of followers and likes. Ignoring those who actually love us, it seems we'd rather write an angry post than talk to someone who might actually hug us. Am I bugging? You tell me, cause I asked a friend the other day, let's meet up face to face. They said, all right, what time you wanna Skype? I responded with OMG, SRS, and then a bunch of SMHs, and realized, what about me? Do I not have the patience to have conversation without abbreviation? This is the generation of media overstimulation. Chats have been reduced to snaps. The news is 140 characters. Videos are 6 seconds at high speed. And you wonder why ADD is on the rise faster than 4G LTE. But get a load of this. Studies show the attention span of the average adult today is 1 second lower than that of a goldfish. So if you're one of the few people or aquatic animals that have yet to click off or close this video, congratulations. Let me finish by saying you do have a choice, yes. But this one, my friends, we cannot autocorrect. We must do it ourselves. Take control or be controlled. Make a decision. Me? No longer do I want to spoil a precious moment by recording it with a phone. I'm just going to keep them. I don't want to take a picture of all my meals anymore. I'm just going to eat them. I don't want the new app, the new software, or the new update. And if I want to post an old photo, who says I have to wait until Thursday? I'm so tired of performing in the pageantry of vanity and conforming to this accepted form of digital insanity. Call me crazy, but I imagine a world where we smile when we have low batteries. Cause that'll mean we'll be one bar closer to humanity.
Whoa. Oh my, Dr. Angel, you came up with that. That is an amazing clip. I don't know who that was talking, but whoever wrote that is right on. There were some really important key phrases and everything in there. One thing I wrote down, our attention span is 1 second less than that of a goldfish.
true. And this, our generation, we don't stay with things. We're not focused. We're losing our presence. We're not in the moment anymore.
Wow.
We're always somewhere else. People go out to lunch and they're checking their phones and they're texting this person and they're waiting for this and they're calling this person, but they're not with the person they're with.
That's actually a sad but true commentary on what technology has done in all of our lives. And when was the last time, dear listener, that you sat down for an evening and just read a good book instead of having... checking your email and being watching the TV, doing five. I can do five things at once, can't you?
Absolutely.
I can check my phone and I can check my email and I can watch TV and I can, you know, play with the dogs. And I mean, we can all, we're just so pulled, aren't we?
We are. But when's not just the last time you sat down to read a good book, when's the last time you just sat down to have a face-to-face conversation?
Ooh,
uninterrupted.
That's good.
I was able to find the guy's name.
Okay.
It's Prince Ea. I think it's his last name is E-A.
E-A.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's Ea or Ea or Ea. But his first name is Prince, and he actually has a lot of videos with very similar messages.
That is excellent.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube and type in his name, Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, last name E-A,
okay.
You should get a lot of them, and a lot of the videos have very similar messages or points that he's getting across. He has one on here that says why I think this world should end.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, then.
And you can only imagine that it's, you know, a lot of these very things that you guys are talking
and
about.
And pretty bold this guy is, and that's excellent.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break here in just a second. But we want to hear from you, and it's important that we hear from you in these shows. And we've had so many of you that call in or text in, and we love that. So let me give you that information again, because we'd love to hear from you after we come back from commercial break in a moment. Those numbers, you can write them down someplace, put them in your phone to text us at any time during the show or any time during the week. 727-888-4171. One more time. 727-888-4171. That's the text and actually the voicemail phone number also. So you can leave a voicemail or you can text. Actually, it will convert voicemail to text and send it straight to my phone. Okay, that's one way to reach us. Another way is during the show right now. We'd like to hear from you after we get back from this commercial break. 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. Also, don't forget our website. That is where we have all of our past shows stored, and that is goyard2014.org. Go to Radio Broadcast, and you'll find them all there. Click on them, and there they are. We just did a series, Dr. Angel, the last couple weeks on learning how to fight fair, and I thought that was an excellent series.
Yes, I think it was very helpful. I think we can all benefit from it.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to the old shows, and there's a lot there. So we want to hear from you during this time, if at all possible. And so in a one sentence or a couple sentences, Dr. Angel, tell our listening audience, if they're just joining us right now on Go Yard, what our topic is today.
We are talking about technologically unconnected and how we are allowing technology to kind of come in and stifle out our relationships.
Okay. So a person that is proud of his 1,000 friends, I love the example. You want to give that one more time? That was
cute. It's true. And it was on Facebook. And he said, you know, there was three people at his funeral. And he said, but he had 2,000 friends on Facebook. You know, and so we're going to come back after the break and talk more about that and get a little deeper.
We are definitely going to do that. Here we go. Stay with us.
Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my Independent Ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or a beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service. Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Chris is the best, I'll tell you. Great music, Engineer Chris. Amazing. We are Go Yard. I'm Mama Mac here with Dr. Angel. We're talking about technologically unconnected today. And so let's talk about that, Dr. Angel, about the darker side of technology, although we've talked about all the benefits, huge amount of benefits in our lives.
And there are a huge amount of benefits. And so we don't want to pretend like there aren't, and
right.
We're not just trying to bash technology. We're trying to learn to put it in balance, and I think that's what I want to get
to. Oh, that's a good word. Yeah.
You know, we're the most technologically connected generation, and we're the most emotionally disconnected generation.
Most emotionally disconnected, and I bet you know that from being a therapist.
Absolutely.
Licensed mental health counselor, and you've seen and talked to an awful lot of people in your career, and you realize how emotionally people are separated from each other. And you think it's getting worse, and I know
it is.
It may be hard to answer, but
it is. It isn't hard because I've had to teach kids how to have a face-to-face conversation.
Really?
They don't know how to do it. They don't know how to stay into it. Teenagers, adults, that is something that they're losing. We're losing in our society is that eye contact, you know, mm-hmm. just regular face-to-face conversation that we, you know, part of our generations, this new generation that's not.
Well, and we talked a few weeks ago about your word. You know, used to be, I remember my grandpa, my dad, you know, they give you your word and they shake your hand and that was as good as gold. And it's not really that way anymore, is it, for a lot of people?
Well, no, the word isn't. But when we're talking about connection is more than having a whole bunch of friends on Facebook. Connection is about emotionally connecting with another human being. It's about sharing a part of yourself.
Okay.
And when we've talked about in several shows that our actual physical words that we use make 7% of our communication.
Okay, let's hit that again. That is so important to make people understand. Go ahead. 7%.
The actual words that we use are 7% of our communication.
Okay.
Which means if we're using technology and digital means to communicate, we're only communicating at a 7% capacity.
Wow. So what's the rest of it that we're missing?
We're missing our body language.
Okay.
We're missing our paralanguage, our voice inflections, our tones, the way
we say. What'd you call
that? It's called paralanguage.
Para.
It's the clinical word for the way you say something. So I could say like, hello, like that. And you might say, oh, I could say hello. And you might hear I'm more excited.
Yes.
Or I might be like, hello. See, same word. I said
it three
different ways. And
right.
The way I said it changed the meaning.
Entirely. And yes.
And so we're missing that.
Okay.
In our communication.
Because you can't tell that on a text, you know?
You know, and you know, they tried
smiley
to make up
faces.
With it.
Yes.
They added emoticons.
Emoticons, yes. Those are interesting, emoticons.
But this still doesn't give the real picture. We're not connecting in. It's about eye contact. It's about being in someone's presence.
Right.
It's about hearing their voice.
Right. Yeah.
You know, text message has now become the new big thing. People don't even make phone calls anymore.
Oh, I know. Golly, that bothers me too. You know, I can do a whole real estate deal and never really talk on the phone with the other realtor involved. It happens a lot. And
all the time.
And I went to a closing yesterday and this guy walked in and our text back and forth, I would never have known he was such a sweet guy and so much fun. And we sat there for a long time after the closing, just laughing and telling stories. And I thought, man, I missed a whole month of not getting to know this guy who was just fun. But you couldn't tell it from our texts or our emails. So
exactly,
you know?
Exactly. And so the quality of your relationship with this person totally changed when you had that face-to-face
conversation. Oh my gosh, I said, I can't wait to have another deal with you. He goes, me too. This was fun. But we missed a whole month of not really getting to know each other, you know, just as fun friends, you know?
Absolutely. And so what technology does is it creates this facade for us, this wall where we can be whoever we want behind this wall of technology.
Okay.
And you know, anybody's ever gone to online dating sites, find that most people who put information out there are not telling the truth.
Seriously?
Yeah,
really?
I've heard that over and over and over.
I've heard that too.
So we fall into this trap that it's safer to be an online or technological kind of relationships because we can retreat behind this computer screen or my smartphone.
Right.
And I can hide and wear my facade and get away with it. You're not going to know that I'm really depressed if you're not hearing my voice, if you're not seeing my face.
There you go.
I can fake it
right.
with a few words.
Right.
But you're not going to really get to know what's going on with me. That maybe I'm sick or maybe that I'm really anxious or maybe that, you know.
So in that respect, as far as relationships, not necessarily business, that's separate. But relationships, technology is actually hurting us, isn't it?
It really is hurting. It's hurting our ability to connect, interconnected relationships.
Right. That's why you wanted to call this show Unconnected.
Yes. Because we are unconnected. We're technologically unconnected.
Right.
We might, you know, give a shout out, hey, how's your day going over a text or Facebook? I might have 1,000 friends on my Facebook, but if I don't really, who do I really have as my friend? Who's really there for me?
Right.
You know, social media means nothing if no one is really can see me, who I am. If they're not seeing me, my 1,000 friends don't count.
But, you know, everybody talks about how great it is to be so connected with Twitter and with Instagram and with, you know, Facebook and all that. And you're just like you're not with it if you don't have all those accounts going. I hear this all the time. Well, I get emails constantly about that.
Well, there's some great things with it. I've made great network connections. I can keep in connection with a friend who lives in Germany, which,
right.
you know, I can't afford to call Germany, you know, all the time. And we
sure.
can show each other pictures and Skype. So in those ways, it is great.
Right.
Because it can help you stay connected with people you may not have access to. And the other term, we're getting pseudo connections, fake connected relationships, that they're really like thin veneer. They're to hide or isolate who we really are.
Whoa.
So they're really not getting the all us.
So on Facebook, let's just say, you can present pictures of your getaway weekend. You can talk about how great life is, but you may be in the depths of depression.
You may.
You may be going through bankruptcy. You may have just had a failed marriage, and you don't present that. People present something a lot of times that isn't. That's what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. And even when we have conflict, people will throw it all over social media and they'll do the behind the scenes kind of thing or even throw it just totally out there. Oh, I'm so angry at blah, blah, blah. They whatever.
Oh, I know. I see that.
The problem is we can't resolve that conflict on social media. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it face to face.
But why are people afraid to talk face to face? That's the question, Dr. Angel.
So, well, because we have this false safety net of what technology can do. It can help us hide what's really going on behind the scenes. I mean, I could be posting great pictures of what my kids look like, hid up under the covers of my bed, unable to move because I'm so depressed. And nobody would really know that.
Wow. Wow.
So we're afraid. We get afraid to let people really see who we are. So here's the deal. We talk about technology addiction. That's become a new word, especially in the mental health field. You know, we have all these new addictions. Well, technology is a new addiction.
All right. Okay.
But really, let's boil it down. I don't really believe that people are addicted to their cell phones. I think they're addicted to wanting to feel connected.
Uh-huh.
And they're believing.
Oh, now that's a bell ringer right there. You want to say that one more time?
I don't really think that people are addicted to their cell phones. What they're addicted to is that wanting that feeling of connection.
There you go.
And so they're believing that I have this false connection when I get a text message. I'm going to throw my sister under the bus because she came down for a weekend and we had a great weekend. And she would post a picture on Facebook and she kept checking her phone like 30 times because she wanted to see who liked it. And I'm like, it doesn't matter who likes it. It's okay. You're still having fun.
Right.
You know, and she doesn't normally do that. And please forgive me, Delana. But it's true that people do that. And they're looking for this, like, approval.
Feedback. Approval. Right.
From people over social media. And now I can feel better about myself because, you know, 30 people approved of what I'm doing.
Right. Yeah. And it doesn't feel good when they don't like it. And they don't, and or they say don't like or whatever they do. I don't know.
Or they just, you don't get many likes and you're like, how could I not get so many likes?
Yeah, look how cute that picture is. Yeah, exactly. Wow. So we fall into this trap, you said, of safety in which it's safer to retreat behind all this technology. I just heard you saying that a minute ago.
It is.
We
it's like
feel
a safety net.
More protected, I guess, mm-hmm. from the reality of life.
True. And so we think we're connected because we have all these friends on our social media.
Right.
But the truth is, we don't really have people who see or know us. We're not connected at all.
Right.
We are not connected at
all. How about the people that try to have a relationship entirely by texting and or emails, etc., and never really meet up in person, maybe for a long, long time? I mean, you know, I've mm-hmm. heard of people like this. Oh, well, I've been his Facebook friend for a year, but just now, you know, wanting to meet him or whatever. It just seems strange to me, but it is what's going on.
Well, and like I said, there are some positives. I mean, I have some people who I'm becoming friends with on Facebook that I haven't had the pleasure of meeting in person. And we are developing, you know, a relationship of sorts, but it's still not that interconnected relationship.
Right. Okay. So what do we do about all this, doctor?
Well, you know what? Let's talk about the advantage of face-to-face.
Okay.
Because we've really, you know, talked about this dark side. So why is it so important to have face-to-face relationship connection? Authenticity.
Right.
All about face-to-face. So when we are connecting with our facial expressions, our body language, our reactions, it reveals us more intimately to someone else.
Oh, definitely. So a lot of people, instead of doing that, they're texting, even spouses. I hear this a lot. Spouses are texting all day. Let me just bring up this because it fits right here.
Okay.
Okay. I have two relatives, okay, women that are married to abusive husbands. Okay. What those guys do all day is send hundreds, and I'm not kidding this, I'm not exaggerating this. They send hundreds of texts. Or multiple texts. Where are you? What are you doing? What's going on? I mean, constant, you know, these girls can't even hardly do anything during their workday because the texts are constantly coming in. And these guys feel that that's the way they can control them. Where are you? What are you doing right now? What's going on? Drives me crazy just to hear it.
Well, in that turns, they're making technology someone's leash.
Oh, okay. Good way to put it.
It's really, they're using it as a leash to rope them and keep them where they want and know everything that's going on. And so that is another dark side because you're right. In unhealthy relationships and domestic violent relationships, this technology is being turned as someone's rope. And you can track people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, GPS them by their phone. So there's a lot of things there.
Okay.
But when we're talking about the quality of a relationship, we need to have real engagement. Real relationships are not cheap. They are not easy.
They are not cheap and they are not easy.
And
okay.
And what I mean by cheap, it's not something you can just haphazard. I can't even say the word.
Haphazardly.
You have to do this with purpose and intention.
Okay.
You
right.
have to want to be in that relationship with
right.
someone. I have to make time. I have to carve out time.
Right.
And then we need to set it. I have to be willing to engage with you. It means I need to be vulnerable.
Right.
I'm going to be opening up myself for you. I'm going to be willing to give and receive from you. I need to be fully present with you. I'm going to risk. You might not accept me.
Right. Wow. how, and this is right along this topic, it just occurred to me while you were saying that, how many people, or how many friends, true friends, and I guess maybe as a therapist you can define what that is, but how many friends do most people really have? I'm not talking about Facebook friends. I'm talking about the kind that you just described, where we're being vulnerable, we are interacting in each other's lives, we spend time over lunch, or we go out to a movie. How many true friends do most people have, Doctor?
You know, and I'm not really sure, but I don't think it's very many.
I don't think it's very many either.
When it boils
I didn't know if you had a statistic for that.
I don't right
you
off
have
the
statistics
cuff.
All the time, girl.
I don't right
I
off
don't
the
think
cuff.
It's very many. I really don't in our lifetime.
It takes time.
And it's because it takes time. That's it right there. It takes time. It takes investing in mm-hmm. that person, in that relationship. It needs to have value for us to spend the kind of time to make it, to really get to know that person. Go ahead.
Yes,
go
absolutely.
Ahead with that.
And so when we're investing in relationships, we have to carve out time.
Right.
We have to set aside time. And so a lot of us will try and have friendships, but we're bringing our whoobies, our cell phones with us, and we're staying connected somewhere else.
Our blankies.
And if I'm distracted with other things, I'm really not able to be present with you.
Right.
And so we get comfortable in this false presence so we can all go sit and be on our phone and eat dinner together. We all had dinner together, but we didn't do any, we didn't. We ate in each other's presence. You were no more connected to me than the person six tables down.
And are you really connected to the person you're texting back and forth
not
with
really.
Either? Not really.
So this disconnect.
Wow. So all of this is a societal problem right now where we are retreating from real relationships. That's what I'm hearing you say.
Yes, we are. And so I have, you know, I'm kind of jumping ahead, but I
Go
have
ahead.
A few rules that I use in my own life. And
all
one
right.
of them is no cell phone at the dinner table.
Well, I
we don't
love
bring
that.
Technology at the dinner table.
I so agree with that. And sometimes I'm in the middle of a real estate deal and I'll say to somebody across the table, I'm going to have to respond a couple of times here because it's an emergency. But generally speaking, I don't have to. And I need to learn to leave my phone in the car and let it charge. It's a good time for it to charge.
It's a great time. Leave it in the car. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
We need to take breaks from our phone.
Right.
And so I have, you know, a no cell phone at mealtime kind
of
thing.
I love that. And how do your boys, I'm just curious, your teenage sons, how do they feel about that?
Well, the first time my son tried to bring his cell phone to the table when I made the rule, he thought he could finish a text and sit down at the table. And so I took it for a week and it's never come back.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't negotiable because I need that time. We have great quality conversations at dinner with my boys.
Oh, I bet. I bet you do.
And when
they're great boys, by the way, audience. They are just amazing. And they're a product of Dr. Angel here, let me tell you. Spending time, quality time with these three sons.
We talk about your day. We talk about what's going on. We talk about what do you want to do? Or we talk about just life.
Right.
You know, and that's when I get to find out we get to share each other's days, even if it's for a 30-minute dinner. That was a 30-minute quality time with
And they
other.
Listen to the show quite a bit, too, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So they're learning there, too. Okay, give us another. So that's a great example
that
right there.
That is a great one.
Don't take your phone to dinner.
No, and when I go meet friends, I may have to bring my phone because I do have minor kids, and if something happened, I need to be available. But their numbers are on a different ringtone.
There you go. That's nice.
So
that's a good idea.
I can ignore any other ringtone except for, and my kids know that if I'm going with someone that if it's an emergency, you can call. If it's not, you don't. And they're very good at respecting that.
Right.
And that I can give that person really undivided attention.
That's fantastic. That's a good tool right there. Different ringtones. Excellent idea.
Very much. So if you do have minor kids or a spouse or something that you need to be available for an emergency or something, you can put them on a different tone and kind of, I can even shut out all the other ringtones and only activate them on my phone.
Right.
So that's all that will come through.
That's a great
idea.
And
everybody else just goes to voicemail.
Practical tool right here.
Yes.
To developing good connectiveness or whatever you want to call it.
True. So, you know, we would need to be mindful, purposeful. You know, that's
purposeful.
My word.
That's your word. That's your word.
We need to purposefully decide to set aside our technology a little bit each day, a little bit more each day, a little bit more each week.
A little bit more each day.
Mm-hmm.
That goes against the grain for a lot of people.
It does. You know, like my phone, my phone is near my bed at night because that's where I charge it because it's my alarm.
Right. Yeah, mine too.
And I have it set so that if I oversleep one alarm, I have a second one, and it works that way.
Right.
But I don't I shut down everything else in my phone at night. So I don't know if anything else is coming in through email or Facebook or telephone calls unless my kids aren't home, and then I keep them activated.
But sure.
For the most part, I'm not checking my phone at night.
Right. Okay. All right. So don't take it in to dinner. Be careful at night. Try to really stop that, those little beeps and all that stuff from affecting your sleep.
Very much so. That's definitely, it reduces the quality of sleep because you're hearing those noises.
You're hearing those noises, yeah.
You know, and just turn off the TV. That's another one. The TV is a big one.
Oh my. So many people can't sleep without TV.
True. So many times people leave their TVs on just kind of constantly as this background noise in their house.
Right.
Just turn it off. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Play a board game.
Right.
Bust out the Uno cards.
Exactly. And you're good about that with your sons too, about playing games, because that's interaction. That's not sitting there playing a game on your phone. Is not the same thing as playing Scrabble.
Yeah, we're not playing Angry Birds. And you know what? You can use technology as some ways to really come together, because we have the Xbox with the Kinect, where our bodies become the remote, and we play family games all the time together.
Right.
So in that way, we're having a good connected time in our family. So you can use some things for connection. You have to do this in balance.
Right. That's a great word that you just keep bringing up. Balance. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, take time for the people that you care about. Just being with them.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need that constant beeps, notifications. You know, I used to have a friend I would talk to, and she would take every other call while I was always on call waiting, that I just hung up.
Oh, you know what? That happens to me once in a while with real estate, and I say, I've got to take this. Stay right there. I'll be right back. But then I tell the person buzzing in, look, I acknowledge your call. I'll call you back in a little while and get back to the first one. Because that's irritating when people put you on hold and they don't come back for 20 minutes. Or most people will hang up after 3 or 4 minutes.
It's very irritating. And so I think we need to learn some technology etiquette.
Okay, cool.
You know, because It's rude. It's rude to be shopping to the store while you're talking on your cell phone the whole time. You're not paying attention. I've had people like cut their carts in front of me. I got hit by a cart because somebody was on their phone talking.
Wow.
And I'm just like, really? Or driving. People are texting. We have laws, but it doesn't help.
It doesn't
people are
help.
Texting
people are still doing it.
And they're not paying attention, and they're drifting lanes, and it's unsafe.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so we just need to have some etiquette with it.
Oh, Let's that's good.
Be with who we're with. Let's give them our focus. If I can't give you my focus, then I need to reschedule.
Right.
Because I need to schedule you for when we can be focused.
Yeah, that's good. That's excellent. Wow. And all of this will help our relationships be stronger, be more authentic. Mm-hmm. That's that great word you use. And really be real, I guess. I mean, real.
Being real, authenticity.
Being real, yeah.
Know? Risk being present. Just risk being present
risk
in your life.
Risk being present.
Because connections are pointless if they're not real. Why be connected to a whole bunch of facades?
Right.
It just makes us feel more depressed and
Can
anxious.
You define facade for some of our listening audience?
It's fake.
Okay.
They're not real. It's not there.
Right. Okay.
It's not there. And so we need the real. We need the depth. If I'm going through difficulty, I know who I can call.
Right. Sure.
And it's not the most of those 200 and whatever friends on my Facebook account.
Right.
It's usually the handful, 3 or 4 friends that
That's
I have
right.
in my life.
That's exactly right. Those that have been through the test of time with you. Right.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
And so that's what we really boil down
and
to.
And it takes time to really develop a relationship that's quality, friendship or spouse or whatever. All of that takes investing time, doesn't it?
Energy, effort, time. Yes. It takes a lot. It's not easy. I told you, it's not easy. It's not cheap. Cheap not meaning money. Cheap meaning with our own investment of what we're putting into this.
Right.
It just isn't going to happen overnight.
Okay, so we're running out of time. Sum up, Doctor. What we've talked about the negatives of technology. Okay, the positives of relationships where our technology is bridled or in balance.
Balance. That's what
balance.
We want. We want our technology balanced. We want to be authentically engaged in our relationships.
Right.
I want to offer the opportunity to be loved, accepted, welcomed. And many times we get healed through those relationships.
Exactly.
And so when we're having this facade, we're having these fake relationships, we're craving this connection. We don't have this emotional connection, and it leaves us feeling more emptied and more depressed and more anxious. And so we're feeding those feelings more.
Wow. And we're so worried on Facebook about what somebody thinks about us or whatever. So often it's not authentic. And so it's not that we don't want your audience to use your technology. We are sitting here using ours right now. But we're having a face-to-face conversation right now, too, that is very valuable. And you and I have invested a lot of time talking through the years, and we know each other pretty well.
Yes, we do.
And that's, I value your friendship. You know, it's important to me to keep that going with you. You know?
Absolutely. That's why we meet for, my boss calls it, Free Pie Wednesday.
At Village Inn, that's true. But we've met people sitting there in the booths that have wanted to know what we were talking about with our radio show. So that's kind of cool, too. We've gotten to know some of our listeners that way.
It has been really cool.
It's been fun.
But the point is let's use technology. Let's balance it up. Let's take some breaks. Let's leave the phones. Let's turn them off at night. Let's talk to friends when we're with friends and put them to the side.
Absolutely.
Eat your meals. You don't have to have the TV going or your phone right there.
Right. And read a good book.
Yes.
Read a good book.
I'm always reading a good book.
I love to spend time on the beach. And guys, we live in beautiful, beautiful Florida, and some of our listeners don't. But I'll tell you here, we can go to the beach and we can relax and turn your phone off or, leave it at home and just rest.
You know, that's one thing I love about the beach is because with the smartphones, you can't see them out in the sun anyway.
No, you can't.
So I only bring it for the emergency and leave it in the bottom of the beach bag.
Because you can't see them.
You can't see them anyway.
So that really works well. And we're beach bums around here. So anyway, dear listeners, we're so glad you have joined us today on Go Yard. And we always try to have topics that are real and really relevant to your lives. We welcome any suggestions for topics. Send them in, stuff you want us to discuss. And just send them to 727-888-4171. That's our text number. Or you can actually send us an email, goyard2014@gmail.com. And Dr. Angel Falzoni, I think this has been a great show. And I think people have learned something and maybe learned to appreciate face-to-face conversations better.
I hope so. Let's go for authentic and more emotionally connected relationships.
Absolutely. So we want you to join us again next week on Go Yard with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel. And as always, we want to hear from you and go back and listen to some of our old shows. This has been Mama Mac and
Dr. Angel.
Woo! Bringing you some words of wisdom this week. Have a good week.
Good night.
See ya.